This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is The Morning Run. It's 36 minutes past 7. I'm Chuang and I'm joined by Xiao Ning. In about half an hour, we've got the breakfast grill. Who are we talking to?
We are going to be talking, or Noel is going to be talking to Keith Tan, CEO of Singapore Tourism Board. Now, we know tourism is particularly important to Singapore and it's been one of the worst hit sectors, not just in Singapore, but around the world, us included, Thailand. So she will be speaking to Keith Tan, who's the CEO, on the changes in the strategy and priorities to adapt to this new normal. Because for them, I think the question is how can they get all the tourists back in Singapore, and also the importance of MICE, which is business travellers, and does crazy rich Asians make a difference to them?
Absolutely. Okay, now on to the headlines. And according to a Financial Times source story, SoftBank is reviving talks about taking themselves private. Now, these talks are reportedly driven by frustration over the persistent discount in their $115 billion equity valuation compared to the rest of its individual holdings. It's quite strange that a company which is worth $115 billion is quibbling about the size of its valuation. I guess it thinks, like most people, they're worth more money.
But what I find surprising is that that's the case usually for any holding co or conglomerate. It's not unusual to have what they call a discount, but maybe that discount is so wide. And also, I think in Japan, there's strong prestige in associate with being a listed company. So there is nonetheless some internal opposition with going private. Now, back in March, SoftBank did explore going private with the support of activist hedge fund manager Elliott Management and Abu Dhabi State Fund Mubadala. Now, SoftBank has also been criticized recently for a strategy of using derivatives to invest in tech companies. However, its executives have met with investors in recent days to assure them that the bets are relatively conservative. I guess by SoftBank standards, I think the derivative they wrote was only about, what, 5-6 million, if I'm not wrong? A billion, sorry, US dollars. So maybe when you're considering 115 billion, no big shakes, right?
Yeah, I guess when you're private, your mistakes and your developments are not as public as they did, because some people are saying that Masayoshi Son, the founder of SoftBank, has lost his touch a little bit. He made a whole bunch of cash for shareholders with Alibaba, but then went a bit south with WeWork and a couple other investments. Now, still very much in the deal space, Nvidia is reportedly nearing a deal to buy SoftBank's, still SoftBank, their chipmaker Arm Limited, the British software business. This is an acquisition that would extend Nvidia's reach into mobile devices. Now, the sale of Arm, which SoftBank bought 4 years ago, will unwind another strategic investment in favor of boosting liquidity and allow Masayoshi Son to focus on the more tactical investing he has said he wants to pursue.
Now, sources told Bloomberg that the companies have been discussing a deal that will value Arm at around $40 billion in cash and stock, and a deal for Arm could be the largest ever in the semiconductor space, which has been consolidating in recent years, as companies, of course, seek to diversify and add scale. Now, any agreement is likely to attract, once again, fierce regulatory scrutiny and maybe potential complaints from the rivals of Arm, such as Samsung, Apple, Qualcomm, Broadcom, Intel, which license its designs or code for their own products.
Of course, it's all about competition and the increase in it from these parties which are in the same field. Now, Arm, of course, carved out this niche by being independent, fiercely independent. And of course, any acquisition by Nvidia, also a licensee themselves, would be a challenge to that neutrality.
Well, I think we're watching this space and lots of news coming out of SoftBank in the last few days. I think headed, especially since I never knew they actually bought so much derivatives.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now we do. And of course, size matters in all matters of the definition. Now, Gojek and Grab, Southeast Asia's biggest startups, have resumed talks on a merger at the behest of shareholders, including, again, SoftBank. Masayoshi's been very busy.
This reminds me of Uber and Grab, doesn't it? It has sense of deja vu in this space.
Okay, 40 minutes past 7. Up next, Dr. Bridget Welsh on Sabah. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.